Today is Tuesday, and on your WSIU Almanac, award-winning playwright Arthur Miller was born in New York City on this day in Harlem in 1915. And Grammy award-winning writer and singer Alan Jackson is 57 today. Locally, the Southern Seven Health Department's mission is making a difference in your community one family at a time. And they're doing that in a big way on October the 28th at Ferncliff State Park. That's the date for the Tour de Seven 3rd Annual 5K Run and Walk. Register by calling 618-634-9340. Keep in mind that this year's course is not stroller or wheelchair friendly and is a combination of grass, blacktop, and dirt trails. And part of the proceeds will benefit cancer patients in Johnson County. Also on October the 28th, that's the date of the annual Halloween Parade in downtown Flora. For more information, call 618-662-8313. In Richland County this Friday night, the play Subject to Change will be performed by the Olney Central College Theater Department, and that's your October the 17th. WSIU Almanac, enjoy your day. Hello, it's the 17th day of October. I'm Kevin Boucher with your WSIU Almanac. In technology, 7 years ago, Apple released its iPhone 4S, and in just 4 days, 4 million were sold. Locally, this morning, story time at the Marion Carnegie Library starts at 10, and it's spider-themed. It's free and open to all children. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., artist Janet Bixler of the Little Egypt Arts Association will be at the library for a free watercolor painting workshop. Now, the workshop is free, but since space is limited, it would be a good idea to call and register. Call the Marion Carnegie Library, 993-5935. At Wabash Valley College this Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, you can see the college's fall production, The Last Roundup of the Guacamole Queens, 7:30 Thursday and Friday night, and Sunday's matinee starts at 1:30. And good luck to the SIU football team this Saturday as they head east to play Indiana State. And that's your Tuesday WSIU Almanac. Have a good day. And the SIU School of Music presents the Southern Illinois Piano Festival, continuing through tomorrow. For more information, go to the link on our website.